A Cry in the Dark is the new film from director Fred Skepsi. His previous movies include Roxanne, The Chant of Jimmy Blacksmith, and Barbarossa. Film critic Stephen Schiff says A Cry in the Dark tells a powerful and complex story.
Maybe you saw it on 60 Minutes a few weeks ago. The story of Lindy Chamberlain, the Australian woman who claimed that when she and her husband were on a 1980 camping trip, a dingo, a kind of Australian wild dog, entered her tent and made off with her baby. An inquest acquitted her of any responsibility for the baby's disappearance, but the Australian public didn't. Lindy and her husband, Michael, were Seventh-day Adventists, and soon rumors were sweeping Australia that Lindy had murdered her child in some weird cultic rite, that the baby's name, Azaria, meant sacrifice in the wilderness, that Michael's stiff religious pronouncements and Lindy's oddly chilly behavior were evidence of their foul play. Overzealous police brought the case to trial, and before Lindy knew it, she was serving a life sentence for murder. But Lindy was innocent. As the courts admitted only this last September, she was the victim of a kind of natural disaster, a volcanic eruption of viciousness on the part of the Australian press and public. It sounds like the stuff of which very bad, or very corny, movies are often made. But what's nearly as remarkable as the case itself is the extraordinarily intelligent and powerful film that the Australian director Fred Skepsi has derived from it. A Cry in the Dark is a completely original, uncompromising, and horrifically moving portrait of evil, of the kind of banal evil Hannah Arendt wrote about. Evil that results from men's peculiar ability to surge together and drown the mild voice of conscience. Lindy made it easy for them. She was so cranky and dislikable and odd. And in a brilliant performance, Meryl Streep reinvents her from the ground up. Here she is during her trial, 7 months pregnant, and in no mood to make nice.
You say the blood on the parka must have come from the baby?
Yes.
When it was in the dog's mouth?
Somewhere around that time.
But what other time could it have come from the
baby?
Look,
Mr. Barker, I wasn't there. I can only go on the evidence of my own eyes. We're talking about my baby daughter. Not some object.
Streep makes no particular effort to turn Lindy into a dewy heartbreaker. And as her husband, Sam Neill gives a performance that's just as brave and prickly and uningratiating, all of which has the paradoxical effect of making the Chamberlains' plight much more moving than it could have been if Skepsi had allowed them to tug at our tear ducts. He's a marvelous director. In brief scenes scattered throughout the main narrative, Skepsi captures every segment of Australian society, reveling in the Chamberlains' misfortune, all in a way that's totally unsensational and completely convincing. Nothing in the case or the behavior of the participants has been softened or simplified, and Skepsi's gorgeously vaulting, swirling camera keeps us spinning from one encounter to another, until in the end he's constructed a rich portrait of an entire society, indeed of contemporary democratic societies everywhere. In the wake of a particularly brutish presidential campaign, one in which the public's hunger for innuendo and name-calling always seemed so much greater than its hunger for the truth, A Cry in the Dark feels especially potent. It offers pity and terror, this movie, the stuff of tragedy. And the tragedy is not just Australia's, it's ours as well.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.